Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome on into the second half of Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long with you till 8 p.m. this evening. The birthday boy. How you doing today, Charlie?
Thanks, Steve. What's up, man?
Doing good. A little bit of a soggy B-day for you. How old you turn today?
26, man. Oh, it was crazy.
Lord.
It was
so much ahead.
Yeah, it was a very hectic day, but we're jumping right back into it. I'm excited to talk with Ollie about this because I was looking up the numbers here, Steve, after an incredible night, as I mentioned in the Sports Flash for the Pelicans. Via Basketball Reference, Steve, I don't want to jinx anything, so I hate saying this, but I'm going to say it anyways. Pelicans apparently have an 81% chance at that sixth seed, that coveted sixth seed. The issue is,
you like those odds, right?
You're looking at the Clippers and Suns game tonight. You're hoping the Clippers can do it again, but they're on a back-to-back. So get this, Steve. And they're at home. This is embarrassing for the Clippers. Like, thanks for the win last night, but come on, dude. Like, they're sitting Kawhi Leonard. They're sitting Paul George. They're sitting James Harden. Russell Westbrook's considered day-to-day, so he's questionable for the game tonight against the Suns. Same thing with Zubac, their center is questionable. Like, they may be sitting, like, their entire starting lineup
wow.
for this game. So, hopefully, you know, maybe Ty Lue and the Clippers can pull something out at home and pull the magic out of the hat, so to speak. But we would love to see the Clippers pull out another win tonight. They did it last night to Phoenix. They just crushed the Suns, especially in the first half.
Yeah, I had to refresh the ESPN app at things. I was like, wait a minute, it was like 28-4 at one point.
It
I was
got
like, is
worse
that right?
Than that. It was like 35-4, like 35-6 or something. And the only reason that Phoenix scored, you know, 10 points in that first quarter was they took six late free throws, and they hit six late free throws. So, yeah, the Clippers were dominant in that first quarter. I think the Suns were 2 of 19 from the field shooting. So we needed to see that again from the Clippers. Unfortunately, I mean, maybe it will be like a Norman Powell legacy game. Like, that's what we can hope for, right? Because once again, Paul George has been ruled out. Kawhi Leonard, same thing. James Harden, once again. They actually beat the Suns without either Harden or Kawhi last night, which was super impressive. But Paul George isn't playing the back-to-back. Russell Westbrook is questionable, same thing with Zubac, their center. So we'll see what happens. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that if the Clippers get another win over this Suns team, the Pelicans have a one-game buffer for these final three games.
Yeah, build that buffer as much as you can.
Build it up.
Like you mentioned, three games left. They got the one coming up tomorrow night. Looking forward to seeing this Pel squad back in action after yesterday's win in Portland. Definitely an expected victory, considering how much you mentioned the Blazers were just injury riddled and without so many players. They gave them a little bit of run for their money, but the Pelicans ended up being able to close the deal, getting a 10-point win on the road, improving that road record yet once again. And was nice to see Trey Murphy leading the pack, 31 points. He went 5 of 12 from the 3-point range. You also had Zion contribute in 22. And I think we talked about it a little. CJ McCollum going back to Portland had another great game, 29 points for him with 5 rebounds and 3 assists.
Yeah, so if you're looking at it right now, let's just reset the playoff picture before we talk to Ali in a little bit here. The Pelicans at the sixth seed are one game ahead of the Suns. The Suns own the tiebreaker, so they need to finish one game ahead of the Suns.
Right.
Meaning, at this point, the Pelicans control their destiny. If they win each of their final three games at Sacramento, at Golden State, and at home against the Lakers, they get the sixth seed, they're in the postseason. And I think there's a very slight chance that if the Mavericks lose out and the Pelicans win out, they can take the five seed. But
right, it's not impossible, just improbable.
It's super improbable. Right. I'm not even looking at that. I just want the sixth seed. I want to get out of the play-in tournament. Christian Clark from The Advocate posted this earlier. In the final three games, one win would tie the 2017-18 Pelicans for the third most victories in franchise history. Two wins would tie the 2008-2009 Hornets for the second most wins in franchise history. And three wins, they would reach 50 wins for the second time in franchise history and become the second winningest team in franchise history. So the Pelicans, a lot at stake in these final three games. You got to control what you can control. Like, we listened to that audio from Trey Murphy. He's only focused about the Pels. We got to win these final three games and get to that sixth seed. So you have a set off a playoff matchup against one of those three teams, the Timberwolves, the Nuggets, and the Thunder.
Yeah, the matchups down the stretch for this Pels team, they did pretty well against the Kings. Golden State isn't the Golden State of old, but man, oh man, Steph Curry.
It looked like it last night.
I know, Steph still scares me, though.
No, they killed the Lakers. And I know that the Lakers were without Anthony Davis, and I think he missed that game with a headache. Bobby and I were talking off air about that. Like, it's such an important game for LA, and Anthony Davis is missing it with a headache. I mean, more power to him.
Typical for street clothes.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's actually played a lot of games this year.
Yeah, can't give him too much slack about that.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you're looking at the Lakers right now in the standings. It was a huge night. I mean, we're talking about the Kings losing.
Everybody
to the
came
Thunder.
Up big for the Pellies.
Right. So now the Kings are two games back of the Thunder with three games to play, and the Pelicans. You're basically looking at either the 7 or the 6 seed for the Pels. So those are the two spots that are still up for grabs in all likelihood.
Right.
You want the 6. You want to avoid the play-in tournament at all costs. But if you're the Pelicans, like, just win out. Don't even have to worry about the Suns losing one of those final three games, and you can go 2-1 and make it in. Now, looking at the Suns' schedule, once again, they're playing the Clippers tonight.
That's exactly what I was doing. It's funny you mentioned that.
Yeah, they're playing the Clippers tonight, and then they're playing the Kings on Friday, and then they have a road matchup against the Timberwolves. I think that Timberwolves game could be really interesting. Minnesota's also playing tonight, but they're playing against the Nuggets.
Yeah, that's a matchup.
And
for
that is
sure
a
to
huge
watch.
Matchup for the top of the Western Conference standings. Those are two teams fighting for the one seed. They're both at the top with a 55-24 record. Minnesota currently owns the tiebreaker. So one of those two teams is in all likelihood going to get the one seed. It's going to be interesting to see how that kind of plays out. But if the Timberwolves have something to fight for in that final game, that's all I want. I want them to beat the Suns in the season finale. So it's a lot to keep up with, but the Pelicans right now, the sixth seed, they just need to hold on to it at this point.
We'll get into more Pelicans talk right after the break. Ali Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans, will join us getting into, can they hold on to that sixth seed with three games remaining? They're back in action tomorrow at Sacramento. We'll be right back after this here on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Happy to welcome in NBA writer Ali Cosell, who covers the Pelicans. And man, Ali, after the loss against the San Antonio Spurs, definitely disheartening for this team to see what happened with them. But man, the last two games, big win at Phoenix, another nice win at Portland last night. Charlie said it the best, basically saying, just when you think, you know, you're out, the Pelicans, they pull you back in. And right back into pulling into the sixth slot in the Western Conference right now. The biggest question now is, and I think everybody is just, you know, clamoring to find out, will they be able to hold on to this spot with just three games remaining in the regular season?
Well, I think their odds are good. Even the projection systems say they've got about a 75 or so, some or even say 80% chance of hanging on the sixth in the West. So that's impressive. That means you're going to have to finish with at least one more win, right, than the Phoenix Suns, as we know. And you're going to hold off everybody else behind you. And I think that's doable. At least, look, the worst that's going to happen is if they just win one more game the rest of the way in, right, there's three left, they're going to finish no worse than seventh. Because that, in effect, puts Los Angeles, they've only got two more games. They can't get the 48 wins, right? And the Kings, even if they won their last three, but the Pelicans win one more, well, that'll get them the 48. And guess what? They've got the tiebreaker because they've won, you know, four games against the Kings already this year. So odds are good that they'll probably end up in seven, but I think the odds are almost nearly as good they can stay in six, right? Because Phoenix has a tough, tough road schedule. They finish with three games on the road, and I know tonight Clippers are resting their big three, Harden, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George. But after that, they got to go to Sacramento, tough place to play, and then they finish in Minnesota. As for the Pelicans, well, two of these games are on the road, right? And it's seemingly they play their best ball on the road.
It's true.
Yeah, absolutely. So before, Ali, we get into the final three games for the Pelicans, I do want to ask you about the Suns' schedule because, as you mentioned, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden all out tonight for the second night of this back-to-back. And James Harden and Kawhi Leonard actually missed the first game of this matchup where just the Clippers blitzed the Suns last night. They were up, I think, 35-4 at one point. It was awesome to see. It was just like, we're getting help. We're getting help. This is great. I want to get greedy and hope that the Clippers win again tonight. I don't know if I see it necessarily because this game just means so much more to Phoenix than it does to them at this point in the standings. But if they do, like, or don't, it is what it is. We actually had a text that came in asking about the final game of the season for the Suns. The Minnesota Timberwolves going and playing in Minnesota, a team that's still fighting for that one seed. Tonight they have a game against the Nuggets. I think that's a huge game for playoff implications as far as getting the top seed in the Western Conference. But, you know, if Minnesota still has something to play for in a couple days for that season finale, I think that Phoenix will have their hands full.
I agree. Look, I think Minnesota, first of all, yeah, they're battling for one, or maybe they're even jockeying for playoff positioning, right? So we don't know exactly what each of those teams, right, Minnesota, Denver, OKC want to do. But the fact that only one game separates them all, you could see all their stars for all those teams continue to play. And here's the biggest thing. Karl-Anthony Towns isn't going to play tonight, but he's supposed to be back here. And I would think that, if anything, they're going to want him on the court just to get, you know, get his minutes built back up, find some chemistry with the rest of the team. So I would expect for Minnesota, honestly, to maybe play the rest of the guys here on out. So, of course, that bodes well for the Pelicans because that means the Suns will have to face a full-force Minnesota defense. And the Suns, for whatever reason, have really fallen off the last two games. I mean, when I looked at the box score last night, can you believe Devin Booker made one shot? How's that possible?
Playoff form, Ali. It's like an elimination game. It's just how he does. So, yeah, but looking at now the Pelicans in these final three games, I want to get your full breakdown of the Sacramento Kings first and foremost. Obviously, the Pelicans 4-0 against them this year. Willie talked a little bit about it after the fourth victory, and he said, you know, we're just a good matchup for them, and I just want to get your thoughts on the matchup and if the Pelicans can make it 5-0 by taking down the Kings once again.
Yeah, the reason it's a good matchup is because, one, they have nobody that can guard Zion Williamson one-on-one, right? Their best bet is Harrison Barnes, and he's just nowhere strong enough or athletic enough. And then usually teams, of course, when they try and double Zion, they've got a real big guy that can usually deter shots at the rim, and that's not DeMontis and Sabonis' game, right? He's a crash-the-glass guy, kind of get physical with you, but he's not going to meet you up top, right, for block shots or thwart shots. So that's why Zion usually fares very well against them. And then, of course, they just don't play good defense, right? You look at just like last season, they give up nearly as many points as they score. And now that they're down two key contributors on offense, Kevin Herter and Malik Monk, it makes it all that much harder for them. And I think that's why we've seen them go, I think, 5-5 these last 10 games. So while, like I said, the rest of their games are at home, they just don't have enough ammunition, I feel like, to deal with the Pelicans' length or Zion.
When you're looking at the lineup right now for the Pels, a lot was made about that they were hopeful Brandon Ingram could return with the by before the postseason started, sometime in the regular season. We got three games left, Ollie. Any word on if Ingram will be able to show up in any?
Yeah, there's still hope that he shows up in at least one of those games. And if I had a bet, I think he'll show up for that Lakers game at home, right? Obviously, if he could play in one of these back-to-back games coming up, he wouldn't play in both. He might play, I feel like, in that Warriors game. But you know what? He hasn't even moved up to 5-on-5 practice yet. He's only at, last time we heard, before yesterday's game, the practice they had, he was only doing 1-on-1, right? Okay. So there's a couple more hurdles, it sounds like, that's left, right? Going 5-on-5, making sure you wake up the next day, you're not sore, that type of deal. So to me, that screams he's going to need probably at least, what, 3, maybe 4 more days. So like I said, the Lakers game seems most likely.
And then, Ollie, looking ahead, you kind of mentioned the back-to-back for the Pelicans at Sacramento, and then you go to Golden State. And, man, the Warriors, 8-2 in their last 10, and they just crushed the Lakers last night, Ollie. It was almost like a statement victory for them. Like, yes, we're in the play-in tournament right now, but we're not scared of anybody in the Western Conference because the Lakers were playing some good ball as well. What are your thoughts on this Golden State team? You know, the Pelicans, when they did travel to Golden State earlier in the year, they blew them out just by, I think it was like a 40-point game, if I remember correctly. When the Warriors played in New Orleans, it was a different story. But this game is going to be on the road, and we know that the Pelicans, once again, have been awesome on the road with a 26-14 road record this year.
Yeah, they're playing fantastic. I mean, they've beaten, besides the Lakers last night on their home court, have wins against the Magic. And I think the only loss they've had in like the last 8 or 9 games was just a 2-point loss against the Mavericks, who I don't think probably anybody's playing better than maybe outside of a, you know, fully healthy Boston team that wants to win on a given night. So tough matchup because, you know, Steph, he's finding his shot. He went through a little bit of a slump. The person I'm really worried about, Klay Thompson, he, I feel like, has just struggled ever since, right, coming back from injuries. For the most part, hasn't had that same touch, hasn't been that effective. Of course, he can't move laterally defensively like he used to, but he's found something where it seems like at least every other game he's hot, right? So that's a problem because he's going to, what, hit 7, 8 threes. You know, Steph's going to get his. Suddenly you're going to be worried about can you get enough points because Pelicans have always struggled slowing down both of those guys when they're rolling, right, just like almost any team. So they're scary because now they've got some other guys, right? Draymond Green, you know he wants to finish season strong. Just got Kuminga back. And he's about as athletic, honestly, as Zion Williamson. Then they've got great role players, right? Like Podzemski, great draft pick, and several others, Trace Jackson. So it's going to be a tough one. I feel like if the Pelicans are going to drop one of these next three, it'd be likely against San Francisco against Golden State.
And then last but not least, the L.A. Lakers in a game that, I mean, you're just looking at this right now, and it's about a week away, but you can just tell that there's going to be so much at stake here, just based off of how tight the Western Conference standings are. You know, the Lakers, maybe they could still jostle for an 8 spot, so to speak, or maybe they'll be in the 10 spot, and they'll have to go on the road for that first play-in tournament game. There's no shot that they're going to make it out of the play-in tournament, but for the Pelicans, you know, depending on what happens with the Suns and what happens with them in those first two games, there's just so much at stake for this potential matchup.
Oh, absolutely. I know the Lakers definitely want to not be stuck in 10th, right, when the season ends. Warriors look like they're probably going to finish with at least a couple more wins looking at their schedule. Besides the Pelicans, they've got two matchups against Warriors, I think Utah Jazz, and I want to say it's the Trailblazers, right? So those are almost two gimme wins. So, yeah, look, the Lakers know they have to probably win. Of course, they got to win their matchup against Memphis, which is next for them, but then in New Orleans, too, just to at least have a chance for, like you said, 8 or 9. Because 10, we know it's impossible to get almost to the playoffs. Both games on the road and playing games situations, that's tough.
Ollie, yo, obviously last night seeing Trey Murphy explode for 31 points was awesome. Also, I know Mom's happy. He was perfect from the free throw line. But overall with him, how do we get more out of Trey coming down the stretch? I know he's been pretty consistent, putting up, you know, 14, 15 points a game, but can he get into that 20, 30 realm more consistently?
Well, he'll need to if Brandon Ingram's not playing or if he's limited, right? But if he's not, I'm not sure if the shot opportunities would be there, right, for him to get to that,
yeah,
those type of point totals. But here's the thing. With Trey, I feel like it starts with the shot selection, right? We know he can hit the deep bombs, right, from like 28, maybe even 30 feet. But I hate it when he starts games off by shooting like several, like a handful of those in his first couple of shots, because that's hard to get in the rhythm off of those, right? So last night, at least, we saw him. He tried to attack off the dribble. Maybe I can't remember if it was his first three or second three. It came like right from the three-point line. And those, to me, almost to him, are probably like free throws, right, when nobody's around him. So I would hope that he tries to get at least a couple of those looks first before he tries to spread out the floor. Then he gets in his own head, as we've seen, right, because he has his games where it's on and other times it's off. We need him to be consistent, whether he's shooting just 10 times a game or, like you said, if it's 15, 16 times.
Agreed 100%, Ollie. And there was a stat that I had read the other day about the Pelicans' record and with three-point attempts and three-point makes. It just seems every time they get over three-point attempts, like their winning percentage is just fantastic versus when they're shooting fewer than 33s. And I know that they're a better three-point shooting team on the road, and that's part of the reason why their road record is so good. But C.J. McCollum, you know, you talked a little bit about Trey Murphy and how well he shot from three last night. C.J. McCollum's been outstanding within the past, I guess, 14 games, 13 games, actually. This is a stat from Will Guillory. In his last 13 games, 25.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists, 46.4% field goal percentage, 44.6% three-point percentage, and he scored at least 29 points in each of the last four games. So you're talking about the kind of void that Brandon Ingram leaves. You're losing 20 points per game. C.J. McCollum has done a great job of stepping up to fill that.
He's done it since the start of the year. Yeah, I've been tracking that. For instance, when B.I. missed a couple games early in the year, he had a 29-point game in the Pels win against OKC to kick off November. Then he had 33 in the next game against the Pistons. So when B.I. doesn't play, yeah, C.J. fortunately looks for his shot, and he ends up usually taking, right, about 18 to 20. And that's good for the Pelicans' offense because, look, to your point, Pelicans are when they just shoot 32 threes. I'm not even talking about makes. When they just shoot 32 of them, they're 31-11 this year. So you've got to get him up. And then when CJ's getting more looks, he's getting more threes up. And that coincides, same thing with Trey, right? When Trey gets his big-time amounts, shot attempts or looks from three, Pelicans win, right? And I'm not talking about makes again. It's just getting them up there. So that's the biggest key, right? Guys can step into roles when necessary. CJ was, in Portland for 9 years behind Dame. He was the number two scorer. So it's not something foreign to him. And I feel like Trey's, improved enough to where he can handle that number three scoring load. What I'm curious to see is when B.I. gets back, how will this all fall in? Because, right, the starting lineup per se wasn't close to being even one of the best in the league, but they're going to have to figure that out. That offense is going to have to be put in. You're still going to have to get the threes, get C.J. and Trey shots, but at the same time, B.I. and Z. So, yeah, that's my biggest conundrum.
Ollie, looking at the Western Conference playoff, we've talked a little bit about the fight for the sixth seed between the Pelicans and the Suns. I think those are the only two teams that are really in contention. I saw a stat somewhere that the Clippers-Mavericks is like a 95% chance that that's going to be a first-round playoff matchup. Not really worried about that. So you're looking at two different races that I want to ask you about. First and foremost, below the Pelicans in the play-in tournament, the Kings, Lakers, and Warriors, right now the 8, 9, and 10 seeds, respectively. How do you kind of see that race shaping up? Right now, the Kings have a half-game lead on the Lakers, and the Lakers have a half-game lead on the Warriors. So it's all really tight.
Yeah, like I said, I like the fact the Kings are going to be at home. They're missing guys, but that team has always, if you look over their history, played well at home because their home crowd has been one of the loudest. And you know what's funny? The projection systems like them the most to finish in seventh. So they're saying that the Suns probably going to get 8, Lakers, Warriors battling for 9 and 10. And honestly, that's how I see it playing out. Because the Suns, while they were hot for a while, to have these sudden two big losses, right, to New Orleans, to where they kind of played well, their guys scored the ball, but then to drop the ball completely against the Clippers, and they were trailing by 37 that game, that just shows to me that consistency is a huge problem, that it's almost a your turn, my turn thing. So when those guys are hot, yeah, they're going to more likely than not win. But when things aren't going well, yeah, that's an issue. So three tough matchups. I don't like the Suns' chances. I've already mentioned the Lakers. If the Pelicans can give them a loss, yeah, I think it's going to finish that way. Pelicans 6, Kings 7, Suns 8, Lakers 9, Warriors 10, or vice versa. I think maybe the Warriors have an edge on getting the 9, though.
Gotcha. And then looking at the other race, we talked a little bit about it, how the Timberwolves could have something to play for with this one seed. Obviously, tonight's game against the Nuggets is gigantic. But looking at those three teams, the Timberwolves, Nuggets, they're currently tied at 55-24 at the top of the Western Conference. Timberwolves own the tiebreaker, so they have the one seed right now. And then the Thunder at 54-25 are one game back. How do you kind of see those three teams shaking out?
Yeah, the Thunder, I don't think – I give them the least odds of getting up to number one because they finish off the season – after the Spurs tonight, they got to go to Milwaukee. Bucks are still fighting for positioning. And then they finish off the year in their season in Dallas. I'm just curious if the Mavericks are going to try and make a push for four, right? Feel like maybe they can overtake, get home court advantage over the Clippers. The only way they don't finish in five, the Mavericks, is if the Pelicans win out, Dallas loses out. I don't think anybody expects that. So I expect for Dallas to fight for that fourth. But number one, I mean, the Timberwolves have the easiest way in. Right, I think they just play the Suns. They also have the Nuggets. That's right. So it's really a toss-up, right? But you got to think maybe the experience of Denver is going to play out here. I'm not sure. Like I said, it all depends on if any of these teams are matchup hunting. You know Denver's not going to care. They're the reigning champions. But maybe Minnesota is. And I think OKC probably is with the way Shea's been resting on off for the last few weeks.
Ollie, right before he came out, I don't know if you saw that former Pelican Drew Holiday just got paid by the Boston Celtics.
I did see that, and I think that's a smart move by them. I mean, you made that trade, and you saw how well you did this season. I know you haven't won a championship, but, man, I think that's a core you keep, right? You pay for that. If you want Tatum, Brown to be winners, keep those guys, those critical pieces like Holiday, White, and Porzingis there.
Ollie, I may be looking a little bit ahead of myself, but if the Pelicans do hold that sixth seed, and if they win out, or if they go 2-1 and Phoenix goes 2-1, and if they can just hold on to it, right now Basketball Reference has them with an 81% chance to get the sixth seed. I'm really hoping that the Nuggets get the one. Like, so I'll be rooting for Denver tonight. I do not want to see Denver anytime in this postseason, so let them get the one seed, and the Pelicans can fight it out with either the Thunder or the Timberwolves at the three.
I think all of New Orleans' fan base echoes the same sentiment. Look, you don't want to face the reigning champs, and you've seen how difficult of a matchup they are. I mean, nobody on this earth can stop Jokic. And when you've got Jamal Murray, who's the second scorer on that team, and, you know, he's a big game type of player, always shows up, you got to avoid them at all costs.
Ollie, always appreciate the time. Thank you, and be talking to you soon.
Absolutely, guys. Let's finish the season strong.
I'm with you, Ollie. Take it easy.
Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer who covers the Pelicans there. Always great insight on the team. Going to step away, be right back with more sports talk right after this here on WWL. Some NBA games already in action this evening, but the big one that we're keeping an eye on, obviously a 9:30 start tonight. That is the Clippers hosting the Phoenix Suns. Another big game, though, that is pretty much must-see TV and on ESPN this evening for everyone. The T-Wolves at the Nuggets. What a matchup right there.
It's huge. We talked with Ollie a little bit about it. You're looking at those top three seeds right now. There's one game separating those top two from the Thunder at the three seed. Right now, the Nuggets and the Timberwolves are tied at the top. The Timberwolves currently hold the tiebreaker, but this game's in Denver.
Right.
It's a massive, massive matchup. So we're hoping, honestly, I think that if Denver wins, then Minnesota may have something to fight for that final game against Phoenix later on in the season. So
agreed.
Yeah, I think you root for Denver here. Once again, if they get the one seed, I think that's better for the Pelicans. You don't want to have to face them early on in the playoffs, at least. So, yeah, if you get the six, then you get matched up with the three. And then if you can win that series, then you would face the winner of the 2-7 matchup. And then the Nuggets are on the opposite side of the bracket. So I would say root for Denver tonight, but at the same time, make sure that Minnesota wins their next game and keeps it close so that they have something to play for against Phoenix.
Mavs also in action tonight. They just started in Miami against the Heat. That game 8-8 early on in the first there. There's something to watch for there, Charlie, but not something we are, you know, keeping our eyes peeled on with that, not expecting the Pels to get up to that five spot.
No, you're not. And I just actually double-checked. So Minnesota comes home on Friday to play the Hawks. So I think that's obviously a winnable game for them.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose tonight against the Nuggets, I think that you're looking at them potentially fighting for the one seed for that final game against the Suns. So to the texter that had texted in and asked us, you know, does Minnesota have anything to play for? Why wouldn't they rest their starters versus Phoenix for that final game of the season? That's why. And meanwhile, the Nuggets play at the Spurs. I know the Spurs have been playing really well, and they finish off the season against the Grizzlies. So, I mean, the Nuggets, they're probably going to get the one seed, especially if they win tonight. But Minnesota will still have something to fight for and try and fight for that one seed.
Well, good. Like you mentioned, have it in Denver, because I definitely, out of that three right there between Denver, Minnesota, and OKC, I definitely don't want to see Denver round one.
I'm 100% in agreement with you. I would much rather see either Minnesota or Oklahoma City in the first round. I'm kind of on the fence, Steve. Like, would you rather see Minnesota or Oklahoma City? Because you're facing either Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Thunder and a really strong young Thunder team.
Yeah.
Or you're facing Anthony Edwards and the best defense in basketball in the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, I know that they do struggle on the offensive side of the ball at times, but there's a reason that, you know, they're that high up in the standings. The Pelicans have beaten them both times that Zion's played, though. And Zion, for whatever reason, loves playing against Rudy Gobert. So I'm back and forth on it. I'm back and forth. But honestly, I'd be cool with either matchup.
No, I definitely would prefer, like we said, either one over facing Denver at all. Getting into, man, OKC, like you mentioned, really nice young core they got going on over there. But Minnesota's defensive prowess is going to be tough to take down. If I had to pick one, though, I am going to go T-Wolves.
I'm with you there. I just think that their offense is a little bit too reliant on a couple playmakers like Anthony Edwards. Naz Reid has been awesome, by the way. Former LSU
Tiger.
He's been killing it in replacement of, you know, Karl Anthony Towns, who, as Ali said, is getting closer and closer to coming back, kind of similar to Brandon Ingram.
We'll step away real quick, wrap things up in the 6 o'clock hour as we get towards 7. Kendall Rogers, managing editor of D1 Baseball, will be joining us, talking about LSU gearing up for their trip to number 4, Tennessee. Also looking at the rest of the SEC power rankings right now. Taking a break, stepping away. Be back with more sports talk right after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You heard the numbers. Want to hear from you on that Oakwin Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Happy to welcome in Jimmy from Gretna on the line. I know he wants to wish Sir Charles a happy birthday. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, man. Charles, happy birthday, dude.
Appreciate
happy 21st
you,
birthday, brother.
Appreciate
have a cold
you, Jimmy.
Beer on me, brother. All right? Charge it to Jimmy Inc.
We'll
right?
do. We'll do.
It's on the house. All right. Now, listen, and also prayers to Slidell. I know people are sitting in the dark right now. They're probably listening to y'all talk sports, get their mind off of things, but
amen,
power
Jimmy.
Might be out. Some people lost their roofs. It was bad. Some people didn't get a scratch in Slidell, but other people, I think Old Spanish Trail exit, that whole area got hit pretty hard. But look, I was going to talk Saints, but you know I'm all about basketball too. I really don't want us to play Denver because of the elevation. I mean, it's like such a you play all year, you get the seeding. I know, you know, when Utah and Denver are bad in basketball, they're really bad because that elevation is a big advantage, guys. You got to realize in the third quarter of basketball games, teams that just flew in the day before, there's not enough oxygen up there on that mountain and they're breathing hard. And Jokic is a beast. We all get that. We'd get smoked. Okay. Listen, I've said it before, put a petition in, make New Orleans a basketball city. Well, that whole deal I was promoting before that home stand didn't go well. What did we go, Charlie? 1-5?
1-5. And Jimmy, to your point about that elevation and how bad teams can be, I mean, the Utah Jazz right now, man, like they are so clearly tanking at this point.
They're really bad.
Jimmy, you know what their losing streak is right now?
What?
It's 13 games. It's like the longest losing streak in basketball.
If you're bad, if BYU football's bad,
yes,
or Boise State football's bad, or Utah Jazz, they're really bad because they got that elevation advantage. I'll say this: look, we've played better on the road than at home. I don't know if that's a testament to us not making the crowd noise, or just that's the way the ball bounces. it might be a little bit of both. I'm looking as the season wraps up. We got one regular season game left. You know, I was hoping for more fan support, and I was all amped up, you know. Right now we're clawing for this spot. I hope we get the sixth spot. I'll say this now. This is my new petition. We need to make Sunday's game, this Sunday's game, 2:30 versus the Lakers. I don't know if LeBron's going to play or not. I don't know. It depends, I guess. Or Anthony Davis, I think, is missing tonight too. We got to make that game like a Sunday for football. You know how people get amped up for the Saints? I mean, picture it, Charlie and Steve. People tailgating for the Pelicans game. Okay, I'm just saying.
There's no better opponent for people, it to happen for, Jimmy. People hate the Lakers. I mean, myself included. I've been very vocal about my hatred of the L.A. Lakers.
You got all the components, okay? It's Sunday. It's at 2:30 in the day. You could get there early and tailgate in the same place you tailgate for Saints games. We're playing the most probably hated team in the NBA, the team that all the people from Algiers and Marrero and Metairie put their Lakers jerseys on for one day and act like they're, you know, they're turncoat fans. It's the perfect setup. The game is going to matter for us. We know that, whether we're fighting for the sixth seed or less. And, you know, if Anthony Davis is there, whether he's playing or not, it's the guy who said that's all folks to us and shunned us and didn't, and we were a joke. We have to show up Sunday. We got to pack it out. I know we're going to step up for the playoffs. I just don't know how well we're going to do at home because we haven't done well at home and we played better on the road. All I'm saying is, look, check the secondary market.
I was going to say, I'm taking a page from you now. I'm looking, and it looks like $70 will get you in the building for the Lakers game.
You know what that is, Steve? That's all those people from Algiers and Marrero and Mandeville who have LeBron James jerseys on, even though they were born in Louisiana, wearing, and it's just too fake. They're spiking the price up. So, yeah, look, everybody listening, pull your strings, get in the suite, ask your baby mama for a loan, whatever. Get some money. Come out to the game Sunday. Make it like a Saints game, okay? I mean, Drew Brees era. I'm not talking about the last few years. No offense.
It's a playoff
game. Drew Brees
era.
Make it a playoff game. We got to make it a basketball city on this last Sunday.
I'm with you 100%, Jimmy. And as I said, it's a playoff game. I mean, this could be a 2-for-1 for the Pelicans. And I may be looking a little bit ahead of myself. But if you can kind of bury the Lakers and get them to the 10 seed where they have to go to Golden State. Now, Golden State hasn't necessarily been good at home this season, but if you can bury them and have them lose in the play-in tournament, you
nice own in-state rivalry for sure.
You own the Lakers pick for 2024. You can defer it if you want. And if the Lakers make the playoffs, I think they probably will defer it. But if they don't and it's a lottery pick, once again, it could be a 2-for-1 for the Pelicans. But circling back around to Jimmy's point,
yeah,
I agreed 100%. Steve, you and I talked about it. Anybody but Denver in the first round for me. So, you know, if that includes Denver getting the one seed, fine by me. I just don't want to have to play the Nuggets in the first round of the postseason. We talked a little bit about the matchup against the Thunder, the matchup against, obviously, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Either one of those would be favorable. But to get there, you have to win out to get to the sixth seed and face one of those two teams.
Yeah, although those two teams are obviously tough, but man, oh man, Nikola Jokic always seems to thrive against the Pels, but I guess
they
every
team.
They
don't have anyone to defend them.
Back with more sports talk after this, right here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.